Joining us now, he's the director of sales for Callaway Footwear. Anders Jahn joins us. Anders, welcome into the golf shop.
Happy to be here.
So, you know, and Mike was talking about this. Man. Go ahead and talk
about
it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a time when Callaway first got into the shoe business, one of the things that you guys did better than anybody else was waterproofing. It was amazing. And then it kind of, you know, the brand, the line kind of went away. And then in 2017, there's a resurgence, right? I mean, you guys are back and you're back with a vengeance. New models. You got 9 models for men. You got a bunch of women's models. You got some great stuff that's, you know, built around a mesh for comfort, all that kind of stuff. So what happened in that swoon and what led to the comeback?
Well, you're absolutely correct. We definitely hit the reset button in 2017. You know, in 2017, we fully relaunched the Callaway footwear program. Our mission was pretty simple. We needed to create an assortment of footwear that matched the quality and performance of the Callaway hard goods program of irons and drivers. So that was pretty simple. And bringing out all those new styles, we needed to have product that was performance and fit out of the box.
Well, and I'm looking at the line, and you know, it's the men's line we'll talk about first. There are 9 yeah. products, but one of them is a flip-flop, so we don't even need to deal with that one for real. But when you're talking about it, you've got a full array. I mean, there are, you know, sort of lower-end, very affordable, the Balboa, named after my favorite fictional boxer, and then you've got all the way up to the LaGrange, and then a really sweet-looking Coronado that has sort of almost a camouflage graphic on the back. You know, when this relaunch, and you've got the soft shoes that you know, Freddie Couples likes to wear, and those guys that they can wear,
right.
You know, when they go in for PT afterward and not have to change their shoes. I'm just curious, when you come out and you say, okay, we're going to have 8 products and a slide, so people are wearing the slide to the course, they're putting on their golf shoes, so you've got, you know, 8 shoes. How important is it to offer such a wide array of pricing and performance?
Yeah, well, it's pretty hard to satisfy everybody, but we figured with 2 key categories. We call it our contemporary classic program. That's where we get into our, you know, leather shoes, top performing shoes like the LaGrange. And then we wanted to have, those products kind of skewed towards, classic heritage type details. Then we also wanted to have product that would skew towards a younger athletic crowd, which we called our sports fusion group. And that would be like the Coronado that you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the SoCal vibe with all the names. I mean, Balboa, Balboa Park. I mean, my grandfather used to live out by Balboa Park in San Diego. I mean, you got the Coronado, so, and the La Jolla. So somebody's naming these things, and they're hanging out in Southern California.
Oh yeah, a lot of names are definitely a tribute to sort of the California, the SoCal feel. But then, you know, the LaGrange, which is sort of our marquee product, that's a tribute to sort of Eli Callaway's birthplace in Georgia. So he was born in LaGrange, Georgia. And that's our top performance shoe. And it's sort of an interesting example of how we took classical contemporary details and married it with performance.
Yeah. And
if you look at the...
Well, and trying to check all the boxes. I mean, it's just the shoe business, even for companies that just do shoes, the shoe business kind of sucks because if you miss, you miss big because you have all those sizes and half sizes and widths and all this kind of stuff. You can't afford to miss. So when you're doing the R&D and you're saying, okay, we want to hit the younger crowd with the Coronado, which I think is just unbelievably sweet looking. And I'm not really, is 49-ish younger crowd? I guess it could be.
You're young.
Okay. And the comfy stuff like the Highland and the Swami, these just, they look so great. So, but there's great pressure to not miss. So what is the R&D process like? There's not just one dude sitting in an office with renderings going, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. No one person can take on that responsibility because you can't afford to miss. So what does the process look like behind closed doors?
Well, as the sales guy, I'll do my best to put my product hat on because we do have, I mean, the product division of our office is what makes the whole engine run. They're the ones that are researching the trends, the materials. They're the ones that have the factory relationships. They're the ones who know how to last a shoe. They're the ones that know what's worked before and what's going to work again. So the amount of R&D that we put into, for instance, the LaGrange shoe, for example, when we decided to marry the power drive platform to that shoe, we needed to take a shoe that had classic looks that, you know, golfers were going to be drawn to, but we needed to put performance in there too, which is why the power platform consists of 4 four things that actually marry comfort and performance. You have the Power Drive insole, which is a super nice deep heel cut footbed that allows your foot to sit well into the shoe. And then you have the midsole area, which has two materials, one soft for comfort and one firm for performance, and then the TPU outsole on the bottom with the cleats that's going to give you that lightweight performance and allow the shoe to flex during the golf swing. So you need to marry both comfort and performance. So that's the challenge, and these guys are doing a great job of doing it.
Again, we're talking with the director of sales for Callaway Footwear, Anders John. And Anders, when you start talking about R&D, I mean, you've got Mark Leishman and some other tour players that are utilizing the shoe and wearing the shoe week in and week out. I mean, how much do you lean on tour players to do testing for you and maybe give you some feedback or some tips and what they're looking for?
Oh, they get the shoes well in advance. In fact, they see a sample sometimes before I see a sample. And so it's a process because we know if they're going to put that shoe on for 72 holes, we better get good feedback. And, you know, presently we have Mark Leishman in the LaGrange, and he's performing quite well this year leading into the Open. Emiliano Grillo is wearing the Coronado that you like. You know, that's a really cool shoe that we can talk about a little bit more because of our affiliation with Fairway for Warriors. And then Adam Hadwin's wearing the La Jolla's right now. So we have three good players. We're all playing well going into the Open, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that connection with the military, and the Coronado makes perfect sense. When you look at where, you know, I mean, talking about where Navy SEALs train and things like that.
Right.
And the sort of camo. It's not overdone on the white and gray
right.
model. It's a subtle accent that looks really nice. How did that relationship come together? I mean, yeah, we see a lot of bonding between the golf community and soldiers, returning soldiers, active soldiers. It seems like a good mix. But why does that work? And what attracted you guys to that?
Well, I believe we met them at the PGA show, maybe about. Actually, it kind of was almost timed perfectly with our relaunch of the shoes. You know, we've met them at a PGA show, got to know about their organization, which is basically a nonprofit with a mission to help veterans with their mental and physical rehabilitation when they get home. And it's just been a great relationship because when they came into the booth, for example, and we met, you know, not only the sort of the board members, but also the actual Warriors. They have such a zest for life, and they want to continue on with a good life when they get home. And to be able to support that, to provide them with shoes, to provide them with contributions, it's just a very fulfilling experience.
Well, and it really is a great-looking shoe. And when you talk about it targeting a younger audience, you know, you've got the one that has the digital camo on it, but then there's even one that comes in, you know, very patriotic. It's a navy blue shoe, which again is unusual, but very, very cool. I found myself in the airport in Portland, Maine last year, standing in line behind a guy, and he had red, white, and blue shoes on that said "Don't Quit" on the back and all this stuff. And turns out it was Travis Mills, who was one of five quad amputees to survive. But it was a point of conversation. So, you know, sometimes when you go out to a golf course and you get stuck playing with strangers, just that little entry point, and somebody might ask, the red, white, and blue shoe is unusual enough that somebody might say, "Hey, what's with that shoe?" And they can talk about the support of the troops. They can talk about, it's like, you know, like playing a pink golf ball. Someone asks, "Why are you playing a pink golf ball?"
Right.
"Well, I have a friend with cancer," or whatever, you know, whatever. So I think it's an amazing shoe. Now, are you guys offering much or any of your product line currently in with options?
Yeah. So, you know, golfers, they come in all sizes and ages, and there is a big demographic out there that have wider feet. So generally speaking, like in our Coronado, for example, if we offer four colors, what we tend to do is we tend to direct a width offering to the two top colors. So in all of our models, generally one or two of the colorways will be offered in both a D, which would be a medium width, and a 2E, which would be a wide width.
And Anders, are you guys currently working with, you know, on a Father's Day promotion? Let everybody know that what they get if they go ahead and purchase a pair of shoes.
Yeah, so we actually did a promotion with a lot of the green grass pro shops and or off-course specialty shops that supported our assortment by bringing it into their store this year. And in doing so, we provided them with a free Callaway hat giveaway program, where when you go into the shop and you buy a pair of shoes, you'll also see a poster board there explaining the program, and there'll be rebate coupons. So if you buy a pair of golf shoes at a participating hat promo Callaway dealer, you basically send in the rebate coupon after you buy the shoes, and you get a free hat, free Callaway hat.
Well, all right, I have to ask this of all of our merchandisers who come on the show. Are they available in Lefty?
You know what? Our R&D department, they're still trying to crack that code.
Okay, because, you know, I'm convinced there's something different about we left-handers, even our feet. All right, you were talking about some of the pros who are wearing the shoes and that they get involved in R&D and they get the sample sometimes before you. Go ahead and debunk one of these myths for us. All of these guys who wear particular shoes, they're not going into some laboratory and having their foot, you know, specially cast and what. A lot of these guys, most athletes, are wearing a shoe off the rack, correct?
Yes. I would say the closest one would be – we really did target the LaGrange to get on tour players. The Coronado, because it has the same performance outsole, the cleated outsole, and can play at the tour level. Generally speaking, we're hoping that our out-of-the-box program will perform well for these athletes, and that's what they choose from. Then it's a matter of getting them to look at the styles, give us feedback on what styles they want to use. We'll change some colors for them sometimes and put some details in there and do some one-offs. But, we're confident in our basic program, the basic trends that we use in developing a shoe, that we're going to – our out-of-the-box shoe is going to work for a tour pro.
All right, I got one more technical geeky question for you here.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of research and work that's done on the placement of the spikes. I mean, so much so that, you know, a couple of the shoes have, for instance, four on the heel, some have two. The traditional center toe spike is kind of more towards the instep. So there's a lot of work that goes into placing the spikes on every single shoe that you manufacture, isn't there?
Right, exactly. And then also, you know, how the spikes get sort of positioned not only on the shoe, but how they're inserted into what material. So if you take the LaGrange, for example, those cleats are put on what's called a Fusion Light TPU outsole. That Fusion Light TPU outsole not only has to offer the receptacle for the cleat, but it's grooved in such a way laterally and vertically along the outsole of the shoe to allow flexing. So that's the other challenge.
Mm. So what's next? I mean, you guys always have to plan, you know, year, 2 years in advance. I mean, where do you see shoes going? I mean, it seems like we're getting more athletic, more, you know, towards looking like that we're in different sports as we see more athletic guys. You know,
it's a clog. They're going to make a clog.
Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, these guys looked like they, you know, they could play basketball or play linebacker in other sports.
Right.
Where are we going?
Right. Yeah, no doubt. The athletic trend will continue to drive some of the design, for sure. Golfers think that they can dunk basketballs now, so I'm with you there. Just materials, all sorts of, you know, waterproofing, all that kind of technology is still moving forward. You know, our goal is also, we're really committed to advancing our women's program next year. You know, right now we have a good women's program, but next year we definitely put extra muscle into the development of our 2019 women's program.
Well, Anders, we really appreciate you coming on with us. And to remind everybody, if you want to get these shoes, you can go to your local golf store, golf shop, or go to CallawayApparel.com, correct?
Yeah, or CallawayGolf.com, and you'll find the shoe section.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on with us and dropping some shoe knowledge on us this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.